Hey people, this is Aram. I wanted to check in and update our listeners about what has been going on behind the scenes of Kill Every Monster. We are currently on our mid-season break and will be back in September with TTRPG designer Connie Chang and the chimerical Chinese creation known as Itzelian.
Valor. What makes you think you are the one worthy to architect this new system of life and death?
I believe I'm fair. And I believe in my desire to not act, to merely observe. Things will happen as they will. It is not my job to put a feather on the scale, but I do wish to see it. I do wish to understand it, to peek beneath the curtain, and to make sure, of course, everything's running fairly and no one is interfering.
Why not conduct an experiment of this using a demiplane and illusions? Why must you exert this upon reality? What is wrong about the way things currently are that you wish to upturn the entire system of celestial order?
I can show you the suffering.
For a moment, his bravado peels away and there's an actual sadness in his eyes.
The world is cruel and frequently run by people who are cruel and have power and money and live long lives because of it. A system like this would balance that.
I think your intentions, little one, come from a place of goodness and perhaps from a place of pain as well. But every decision the gods make, where to place a tree, whom to bless with power, what path a child might take, every single little decision generates immense consequence. The river of fate flows in a direction that not even the gods always know where it goes. What you propose could have devastating ramifications for the world, ramifications none of us could have foreseen.
Perhaps then, a contest?
A contest.
You suggested we make a smaller scale, a trial run, if you would. Perhaps there is some contest we can come up with to see which one of us is correct.
Very well. A simulation.
Patreon supporters will get an early preview of the Itzelian episode next week. Speaking of our amazing supporters, we were recently invited to be part of the Realm Network, and unfortunately part of that transition meant we had to cancel our Apple Podcast subscribers. If you listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, you will no longer have access to ad-free episodes and bonus content. If we canceled your subscription, you will get an automatic refund from Apple. We are very sorry for this hassle and thankful for your support. We tried to find a way around this, but in the end, there was no other way to transfer the subscriptions over to Realm. If you listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, nothing will change except for access to the bonus episodes. All of that content is now exclusively on Patreon. The good news is that we are gathering all of our bonus content under one patron, Dead Ghost Productions. Current subscribers to Kill Every Monster do not have to do a thing. You'll just notice the patron name change from Kill Every Monster to Dead Ghost Productions. You'll get all the content we currently post, along with early ad-free episodes from Of Now and Then and our upcoming Die RPG campaign, Replay. Dylan and I are excited and a tad overwhelmed by all these changes, and we thank you for your continued support in making our stories possible. We'll see you in September for the Itzelian, and until then, please enjoy this bonus mini-episode, Planet Unicorn. First of all, can you tell me your name and how old you are?
My name is Eleanor, and I'm 9 years old.
Eleanor, what is a unicorn to you?
A really pretty, creature.
Where do you think unicorns come from?
A planet, maybe, in the galaxy.
What's that planet like?
It has lots of rainbows and narwhals and unicorns and stuff.
Oh, cool. Are the unicorns and the narwhals friends?
Yeah.
There's a creature called an amarash, and what it is it's a bunny, and it has a little unicorn horn. But otherwise, it's just like a normal bunny, but it's got a unicorn horn. Are those on your planet as well?
Yeah.
Awesome. Are they all friends?
Mm-hmm.
How do unicorns get from that planet here?
They fly and go through portals.
What is the planet called?
Uniplanet.
They get these portals from Uniplanet. Who opens the portals?
They're a horn. They have power in their horns.
So they just kind of like dip their head and just a portal opens in front of them and then they step through it?
Mm-hmm.
Why do unicorns come to Earth?
To make friends with humans.
Oh. So do they sometimes come like if humans need them?
He fell down a trench and he needed to be saved. The unicorn flew down and got him.
Oh, wow. Unicorns must be really strong.
Mm-hmm.
In the stories in the game I play, in Dungeons & Dragons, unicorns are often protectors. So sometimes a deity will look at a place in a forest and say, this place is very special and I want it protected. So they put a unicorn there to protect that forest. Do you think that happens here?
Yeah.
What kind of forest do you think unicorns would protect?
Like a forest. Where everybody's friends.
Do you think that the unicorns help everyone be friends?
Yeah.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
They just do?
Yeah.
Sometimes just being around a unicorn makes everyone want to be friends?
Mm-hmm.
If you met a unicorn, what would you do?
I would jump on its back and fly with it.
Oh, you'd fly with it, so it'd be a unicorn with wings, like a Pegasus.
Mm-hmm.
What would you name your unicorn Pegasus?
Uni.
Uni. Fantastic. And you guys will be friends forever?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And when do you think that'll happen?
I don't know.
Because you're 9 years old now, right?
Mm-hmm.
How old do you think is too old to see a unicorn?
Never.
So you've got now until forever to see a unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fantastic. Do you have anything else to add about unicorns?
No.
Nothing? Nothing at all?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and you've been an amazing guest.
You're welcome.
The ancient mountainous deserts to the south of Faerun are the places where mortals first raised great temples and unlocked powerful secrets. A kingdom once fractured by infighting has been united under the iron claw of the red dragon Chazar. The Great Lizard's quest for immortality has become an all-consuming obsession. His need for worshippers has set him on a path against the old gods of these lands, and they will not go quietly. An unlikely cabal of deities has banded together to undermine Chazar and ensure that their temples remain protected and active. They've traced tendrils of fate to preferred timelines, then selected five mortals who had the best chance of bringing those futures to fruition. You will take on the role of one of these chosen, in Death to the Dragon King. Find out more about this Start Playing Games campaign and all of my other available games at aram.gay.